I'm Verena from the University of Mauritius. I can start, I guess. Okay. The WCP was launched in Mauritius in November 2010, and I have been the chair. The Council was the chair before, and I took over in September. We launched an official website, which is on the University of Mauritius website, and it is a link to the activities that we have performed so far. We have organized a number of activities. Essentially, we had a public talk by Professor Daniel Bach, and this was targeted not only to academics of the university, but also students, the private sector, ministries, etc. We also had essay competition, essentially for students and also tertiary institutions. For high school students, we had in all 43 schools participating in that. And this was in consultation with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Regional Integration in Mauritius. They also wanted to have to make students aware of trade issues, WTO, and we had a good participation for that essay competition. We also had a project competition for university students, not only University of Mauritius, but also other university in the country. And we had a good response as well, and we had a number of essays coming from the different institutions. We launched a call for research proposal, essentially for African researchers in the region, the different teams toward trade issues, trade and climate change. We talk about trade and economic development, aid for trade, non-tariff barriers, trade liberalization, competition policy. In all, we receive 14 proposals from different African countries. We selected the three best, and we awarded a research grant of $5,000 each. So far, they just submitted the final proposal last week, and in fact, the three best proposals were from Uganda, South Africa, and Madagascar. Many other countries participated in that, namely Ghana, Lesotho, Mauritius, Uganda, Madagascar, Botswana, etc. In terms of outreach activities also, we had a three-day workshop on principles of negotiations in April this year, and this workshop was targeted also to academics, but also to members of public institutions and private institutions. We had the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Regional Integration participating in that, as well as other ministries. We had people from the law office, etc., which participated. In April, again, we had another workshop on aid for trade, challenges and prospects for developing countries, and that was, the resource person was Mr. Kabo, and again, we had people from private and public institutions, academics, and NGOs also. Launching an international conference on international trade and investment in December this year, and the conference team has been approved, and it's on globalization at crossroads, implication for the developing world, sorry. And we had a number of topics there, including exchange rate policies, international capital flows, climate change, trade and food security, and the impact of economic crisis on trade. In fact, we have been able to, we have tried to disseminate this conference to a number of institutions, and also it's posted on our website as well as the website of AERC, CSA, etc. And we have built the scientific committee, which comprises of a number of people from different universities in UK, but also from other universities as well. And For this conference, we'll have Professor Greenaway and Professor Chris Milner with us, and we will have a Best Paper Award, and we're also planning to have some funding or part funding essentially to African researchers. We have been able to confirm that if we have best papers, 10 best papers could be published in the World Economy. So from there, it's like different topics which will be covered, which are there for the international conference. In fact, for this month, we have been able to cover 90% of the budget with the conference, as well as the call for research proposal, as well as the different AC competition organized. Our main challenges which we face during these 8 months of activities is basically that it was very difficult for us to get people to be involved in the different workshops, essentially people from the public sector as well as the private sector. But we had a good participation of academics from different faculties and departments of the University of Mauritius as well as other business schools and universities in Mauritius. The research and outreach components have been covered under the WCB for the first 8 months or so, and we have spent a lot of time on these activities, essentially the research one, as well as the outreach component. For the second year of activities, we'll be placing more emphasis on curriculum development, and we are planning to develop new courses, essentially a certificate and diploma level. We are thinking about a short course on trade finance and trade facilitation for export diversification. We are thinking about promoting research by the chair and over university staff on WTO-related issues. We are also planning a workshop on tools of trade policy analysis in October 2011, and also a research seminar on trade-related issues by PhD students of the Department of Economics, but also from other departments in the other faculties, and it will be also open to other universities in the country. Thank you.